10 p.m. on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. We are 2 hours in and two to go. It's Vince Final here until midnight. Having a great time so far. Sure appreciate your calls and comments. Here's John Hartford by request.
Down in the city, it's a pity what's there. Oh, the kids in the gutter running really bare. How much money do I have to get to get me set where the jet set gets? Like up on the hill where they do-do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do-do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Down in the city, if you ain't dead, you better watch that man, he's gonna bust your head, throw you over and leave you alone. He's a 20 minutes late, he gotta be back home, way up on the hill where they do the boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Rats in the alley and a roach on the floor. A businessman a-hunting for a two-bit whore. I thought I heard some housewives say I gotta go up the hill for the PTA. Meets up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was a getting on home, way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. All I know about is what I read. I see you coming at me on a TV screen. Every time the boogie, well, it gives me a thrill. But they always seem to do it way up on the hill. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here.
Eventually pulled out the Ford with some difficulty. Well, more rain than we'd seen for 1,000 years caused financial joys and biblical fears. It caused some smiles, it caused some tears, but more to the point of our story. For the first time in the collective memory, that old brown prairie that had been so dry for so long was very muddy. Boggy and sticky. We'd pull one truck out and get another stuck in, and motors would roar and tires would spin. We'd sink right down to the diff, and we'd all take turns and do it again till no one could move. We'd call one more friend, come on out here, we need you. Bring your truck. Chip got stuck in the Ford, got stuck in the Chevron, stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford and the Dodge. They got me stuck in the mud so they couldn't rehearse, and Chavez too has missed his work. Richie, he now fears the worst. He stood up his ex-wife, she called him a jerk. Of course, Holman didn't have nothing better to do except ranch. Chip got stuck in the Ford, got stuck in the Chevron, stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Well, it was truck after truck, we all got stuck, except the big old 4x100-odd truck. We all thought, Lord, are we in luck, but he wouldn't come anywhere near us. Mighty neighborly. Mighty neighborly. So we used a lot of our backs and little of our brains. We jacked up the jacks and snugged up the chains. We all did our very best to refrain from shoveling. We put what timber we had underneath the wheels, and we was all out of sand but managed to steal 2 sacks of the best modern canola seed you ever did see. That ought to give us some traction. Chev got stuck and the Ford got stuck, but the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Epilogue. We spilled genetically modified canola seed that was genetically modified for controlling the weeds and for big old yields. The margin oil raised hell all over that native prairie soil. Agriculture Canada is definitely going to be looking for us.
I got my little Debbie Duke sitting by my side, sitting way up high in a four-wheel drive.
Thank you.
know. I want a woman who likes yard work.
Yard work.
I don't care if she can sew. I want a woman who can mow. I saw a woman riding a John Deere with a 6-foot cut. I saw a woman riding a John Deere with a 6-foot cut. I took her in my car, took her to my house. Yeah, fixed her breakfast on my stove. I said, "You look real nice." Then I asked her to mow. I want you to mow.
Keep you warm as toast on those cold winter nights. puppy, your puppy dog, when I'm a thing of the past. Hey, who's gonna mow your grass?
The Big B from Bakersfield. Who's gonna mow your lawn? Tennessee cat Jim Mills did I Want a Woman Who Can Mow. Rev It Up and Go-Go was Jesse James Dupree. Corb Lund did The Truck Got Stuck, and John Hartford started that set Up on the Hill. Howdy folks, good evening to you. Hope your day has gone well. Man, it's so nice to be into spring and get that hour of evening daylight back, ain't it?
Spring has sprung. The birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming, and we're partying. It's the first annual Pagan Ritual Pig Out. This station's way of ushering in the season, the vernal equinox, a time when pagans conducted dark rituals and blood sacrifices. And that's just what we'll be doing. Join us in the Circle of Rocks deep in the woods, just west of town, as we celebrate spring the way they used to. We'll start at sundown by sacrificing a couple of lambs. Then we'll string up some virgins by their heels, slit their throats, and chug-a-lug their blood. We'll be playing flutes and prancing naked in the moonlight all night long. And one lucky winner will get to have sex with a goat. We'll also have pagan drink specials, munchies, and pitchers of beer for just a dollar. The Pagan Ritual Pig Out this Friday night from the station that parties naked in the woods with animals.
No doubt about it, you will want to put that on your social calendar. And we'll have some fun with animals musically right after this message. Stay with me.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartender's jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call.
For integrity.
Sun was singing down, a chill north wind it blows. The new plowed ground was cooling fast, the river rolls and flows. Beneath the two-lane concrete river bridge between my place and town, on that hotbed farm to market road they call 1291. I'm saying, son, you'll see me searching, sizzling down that broad highway. Dollar signs in both my eyes, I'm seeking out my prey. I'm praying, Jesus, will you send me just another three or four? They pay $2.50 down in Hallettsville, $3, maybe more. And more than likely they'll be out tonight, wandering from the farm, waddling down 1291 to keep their bodies warm. I'm talking walking belts and neckties and boots for rodeo. They don't run too fast, don't waste much gas. I'm making lots of dough. The armadillo, the armadillo, oh, the armadillo never sees me when I hit him with my brights. His life don't pass before his eyes. He's blinded by my lights. And so I hit him with my bumper, doing 60, 65. They take him frozen down in Hallettsville. They don't take him alive. The jackal cried. The jackal cried. The jackal cried. But there's two of them walking down the line. I can't believe my luck tonight. This year makes 29. And so he rolled the first one running. The second was too fast. His brakes and laughter squealing as he stomped down on the gas. Good God, his car was sideways flying when the bridge walk met his door. The impact shook the river bed. His foot went through the floor forevermore. Was his last moment. From the bridge walk to the stream, from the speckled blood around his smile to spewing gasoline. And then he screamed his raspy epitaph before he turned to flame. They pay $2.50 down in Hallettsville. I ain't the one to blame. Ain't it a shame? The jackal cried. The armadillo. Oh, the armadillo. Oh, the armadillo. Oh, the armadillo.
Some say Aunt Beulah's crazy. Some say Aunt Beulah's mad. Some say what she'd been doing was a devil's curse and she got it bad. She gets up at 7:30. This story's given me the chills. Revs up that 47 Chevy. Takes a drive up through the hills. No one's ever asked the question. Fear can close a willing throat. We don't ask for where it came from, no. Aunt Beulah's roadkill. Bumper dragging with an overloaded trunk. I never got up close to see it. Whatever it was, the whole car stunk. She used to wear that coat all summer. The one day she went outside to slop the hogs. And that coat's aroma filled the holler. She got chased through town by a pack of dogs. No one's ever asked a question. Fear can close a willing throat. We don't ask for where it came from. Can't close a willing throat.
but you're not in bed. Here's what you gotta do. Get off the barn, stay off the farm. Go read a nursery rhyme. Don't ring 976-BA.
Sheep.
My friend Larry has a little lamb. Her fleece is white as snow. He keeps bragging about it night and day. Someone should tell him no. Look at the flock, they're all in shock. Here comes that mutton fan. Knock out the fleece, give them some peace. Don't be a bond your man, no. Dirty deeds,
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds,
little bo-peep.
Dirty deeds,
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds, and they're done with sheep. Dirty deeds, and they're done with sheep.
Velcro gloves, knee pads, late night dates,
done with sheep.
Warning signs, electric fences, high voltage,
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds,
don't tell them what I've done to you.
Done with sheep.
Dirty deeds,
dirty deeds, dirty deeds,
done with sheep.
Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one-ball man, and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. And I don't give a fuck, cause I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get off the stage, you goddamn goof, you know. You piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his tractor in his hand. He's a one-ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get off the stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on nerves.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. The cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. cows gathered around because the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. They crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening in the day. 12 burning McDonald's. Have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Guns.
Cows with guns, a dangerous deal to be sure. And the rodeo song before that from Showdown. Man, that track always makes me think of Controlled Mike, Mike Leishman, a friend of the station from when we were broadcasting out of Sunnyvale. Back in the day, the rodeo song was a pretty fair underground hit, but as those things go, a bit hard to find. And it was Mike who scored it for me, got a little 5-inch reel-to-reel tape, and that's the version we just heard. AC/AC was in there, Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. Aunt Beulah's Roadkill Overcoat was Ancy McLean, and the Armadillo Jackal was Robert Earl Keane. The animal rights folks are going to be all over us after that set, so let's balance the scales with this public service announcement.
The humpback whale. master of the deep, tireless voyager, perhaps the most fascinating mammal in creation. Tests have shown the humpback to possess an intelligence almost human in its range and complexity. Humpbacks can communicate with one another, express pain and pleasure, and experience emotion. But with these advanced faculties, it seems, come problems. This highly sophisticated submarine recording, made in the humpback's favorite feeding grounds off Baja California, reveals that the enormous animals may even share with their chief predator, man, some of those tragic physical disabilities the flesh is heir to. The humpback whales cannot help themselves. Only you can help them. Please send a contribution to Save the Whales Before They Blast Themselves into Extinction, Box 101, Grand Central Station, New York. This has been a message from your Terminal Flatulence Association.
You know, I mentioned my friend Mike. He and his bride Mary are up in Buffalo, Wyoming these days, Johnson County, up near Montana, not too far from Butch Cassidy's hole-in-the-wall hideout, and near the area where the Northern Indians made their last stand. And that's all the connection I need to play a couple of tunes in honor of our native predecessors.
Smell of wood smoke clinging like a gentle cobweb hanging upon a painted teepee. He went to see his chieftain with his war lance and his woman, for they told him that the yellow moon would very soon be leaving. Oh, this I can't believe, he said. I won't believe our warlord's dead. He would not leave the chosen ones to the buzzards and the soldiers' guns. Oh, great father of the Iroquois, ever since I was young, I've read the writing of the smoke and breastfed on the sound of drums. I've learned to hurl the tomahawk and ride a painted pony wild, to run the gauntlet of the Sioux, to make a chieftain's daughter mine. And now you ask that I should watch the red men's race be slowly crushed. Words of these to hear from Yellow Dog, whom the white man fears. I take only what is mine. My pony, my squaw, and my child. I can't stay to see you die, along with my tribe's pride.
Healing waters run.
tracks in the sand. Those who wish to follow me are welcome with my hand. I heard from passing renegades, Geronimo was dead. He'd been laying down his weapons when they filled him full of lead. Now there seems no reason why I should carry on in this land that once was my land. I can't find a home. It's lonely and it's quiet, and the horse soldiers are coming, and I think it's time I strung my bow and ceased my senseless running. Where the buffaloes graze in the clover fields without the sound of guns. And the red sun sinks at last into the hills of gold. And peace to this young warrior comes with a bullet.
I dreamed that I was riding in a South Dakota field, and the sweet grass whispered to me as I rode. Oh, the sun, it was at midday, it shone hot across my face, and our land lay still in grace. Yes, a crystal silent place before you came. Two of my closest brothers, they were riding by my side, and we watched a golden eagle flying circles in the sky, and we smiled as our eyes met, for our joy we could not hide. Yes, we loved to hunt and ride, it was good to be alive before you came. Together,
wonder why. And when the sun was dying, we had reached the sacred hills, and the sky had caught on fire, and all the land was still. It was here, all wrapped in blankets, in our younger days, that we fasted and we listened, for the night would bring us visions before you came. As I rode, oh, the sun, it was at midday, it shone hot across my face, and our land lay still in grace. Here's a crystal silent place before you.
Training, trappers first for turtles. 24 is on.
In the land of the Navajo.
Darkness, the name of that one. Great version of a Jesse Colin Young song. Red, Wild, or Blue doing that version. Land of the Navajo was Olden in the Way, Jerry Garcia and Peter Rowan. We heard Before You Came, another Jesse Colin Young song. And it was Mary Travers starting the set with Indian Sunset. The late Mary Travers lost her last year. Might surprise some that that song was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. This is KCUF FM, Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. I'm Vince Vinyl, and you, well, you know good and well who you are. Now this public service announcement.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Delightful weather on California's central coast today, temperatures in the low 70s, and expected to stay there for a few days. More rain by the weekend, though, so don't put out the patio furniture just yet.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
The more you run over a dead cat, the flatter it gets.
Chew on this. I'm a former nymphomaniac, but I'm taking steps to change and break my sex addiction once and for all. Oh, I got it bad. Just can't seem to get enough. I'm insatiable. Even my gynecologist commented that my private parts were beginning to resemble an abandoned missile silo. I knew I needed help. That's when she recommended Dicorette. Chew on this. Only Dicorette gum helps curb those constant, deep sexual cravings. Now, whenever I feel a little horny, I whip out my Dicorette. Slowly slide a luscious stick past my moist and ample lips, then further into the soft
warm. We get the picture. Now here's a great old track from Joe Stafford. This one was even before my time, if you can believe that. But still a dynamite tune. Here you go.
Darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
Lonesome too.
shouldn't come by no more. But I found myself in trouble, darling, and I had no place else to go. I got some whiskey.
Thank you. probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Some people love the show, but I've never been able to put up with more than about 2 or 3 minutes of American Idol at any one time. But I'll be happy to admit that that gal right there was a good find. That was Carrie Underwood before he cheats. Chris Gaines before that, whose middle name is Garth. The Way of the Girls, what we heard. Guilty was Bonnie Raitt, and I told you about Joe Stafford, so we are all caught up. This is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, KCUF. Now this message from the Montana Travel Bureau.
Are you a psychopathic wacko? Are you uncomfortable in your current surroundings? Are you looking for a new place to hole up and hide out? Come to beautiful Montana, the last best place, and the last place anyone would ever look for you. Montana has a long heritage of being a place to hide. From Charles Manson's summer home on Flathead Lake, Ted Bundy's Buffalo Ranch, even Jimmy Hoffa buried in the floor of the Metro Park Arena. Miles and miles of beautiful countryside with neighbors that will leave you alone to mail your bombs and print your bad checks. Unless you tick them off, then they'll form a posse and take care of you themselves. So if you're the nutcase leader of a fringe extremist, racist, uneducated, inbred child, abusing, wife-beating, couldn't follow a law if you wrote it yourself, ostracized by family and friends because you're a loony, like to wear a camisole and pumps with your camouflage, your last girlfriend ate from a trough and slept in a barn, fraudulent waste of oxygen hate group, then come on in to Montana. But be warned,